The 2010 fund closed on December 31st, 2010, and the new L fund, the 2050 fund, will be launched on January 31st of this month. So we are one step through a two-step process here. When one of the L funds reaches its time horizon, that also means it's at its final asset allocation, it's retired, and the investments in the fund are rolled into what we call the L income fund.
Right.
And a new fund with a more distant time horizon is introduced. The 2010 fund finished up this past July. That's when they hit their final allocations. The fund remained in existence until the 31st of December, and now we have made it disappear in order to make way for the introduction of the 2050 fund.
And just back up half a step, because I briefly described it, but describe what the L funds are, because I mean, if I could be a TSP member, and can you arrange that, by the way? Can I be a TSP member?
As soon as you come to work for Uncle.
Yeah, all right. So if I were, this would be what I would do, but I'm just a dumb guy. So explain to people what these are.
Right. As you know, we have five core funds in the TSP. The G never has a bad day. G fund, government securities, the F fund, which stands for fixed income or bond fund, then the C, S, and I funds. Those are our three stock funds, two domestic stock funds, one large cap, one the rest of the market, and then an international fund. What the L funds do is cobble together the appropriate investment allocation of all of those five funds for you as an individual based on what your time horizon is for investments. This is not necessarily when you retire, but when you plan to begin drawing down your funds. In so doing, what it does is automatically maintain for the participant a particular allocation, which is reallocated every day based on market performance to bring you back into the appropriate allocation. And then each quarter, it adjusts that allocation to become more conservative as you approach your drawdown date.
And we often talk about this, but I think it's such an important point. I think it's worth restating it. This is not your retirement date.
That's correct, absolutely, because many people will not be drawing down their TSP when they retire or separate from government. They may go on to another job afterwards. Their defined benefit and Social Security may be sufficient for them at the time, so they can put off drawing down their TSP funds for 10, 20, even 30 years. That's the beauty of the TSP, is that it's a flexible retirement program, although when you reach age 70 and a half, you have to begin drawing it down. You don't need to exhaust those funds,
right?
Even at 70 and a half, you can string them out and draw them down slowly over the next 10, 20, 30 years until you're in your 90s, if you choose.
So we mentioned that if you had money in the L2010 fund, that has just gone to the L income fund.
That's correct.
If you want to have money in the L2050 fund, what do you have to do?
What you have to do is at the end of this month, and you can beginning on at noon on January 28th, participants will be able to begin to elect to make contributions or allocations, IFT, interfund transfers into the 2050 fund. The website will be updated at that point, so you will be able to do that through the My Account section of the website or by calling the thrift line. These elections will become effective January 31st, 2011, and that is the opening date of the L2050 fund.
And again, just to remind people, what's the date on this?
That
they can start putting money into the L2050 fund is at the end of the month?
At the end of the month, right. Beginning at noon on January 28th, you'll be able to make that election, and the election will become effective as of January 31st.
One of the questions that somebody put on the Dora Beck Insider Facebook page was, okay, what does this mean for any of the other funds? Any impacts, any other changes to any of the other funds?
No. And if you have a chance, anybody who's thinking about this, I recommend they go to the website. We have a marvelous section section there on the L funds where you can look at each one of them, and it'll show you what the allocations are at any point in time. So you can string it out over the next 20, 30, 40 years to check and see what your exposure will be and watch how it comes down on the stocks and goes up on the bonds and G fund, so you can see precisely how those allocations work.
And again, the idea here is, and we saw this in the when the market had the big drop in 2008, a lot of people had a lot of money still in stocks, even though they were going to be tapping that money fairly soon.
That's what this tries to deal with. And they could have had too much exposure.
Yeah.
And if that happened, they took a big hit. Also, in some of the other funds out there, even though there are many different styles of life cycle funds out there, some of them were more aggressive, and they had a fairly high exposure nonetheless, even for shorter-term investors. We did not fall into that trap. We had what we thought were exactly the right exposures, and we have not made any changes in them. We can make changes and will if it's prudent to do so, but thus far we haven't seen any reason to do so.
And we'll have a link to that to the page that runs through the L fund and their allocations. We'll have a link at dorabeckinsider.com so people can find it nice and easy. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They're, of course, the people who run your TSP. Give the link overall.
www.tsp.gov.